Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Aurelis Hernandez of the Washington Post. Aurelis, you've been doing some interesting examination of elections in an obscure part of the political process in Maryland, the central committees. What do they do?
Well, the Democratic Central Committees, and there's one in every county in the state of Maryland, they're the local organizing body for the Democratic Party. They are elected positions, and they're all volunteered. And they do a lot of the heavy lifting for the party in their respective jurisdictions. They print out sample ballots. They help run campaigns for the party candidates. They are pretty influential in the sense that they deliver the party's message to the voter in each specific county and basically make the recommendations on who to vote for.
It's a starting point for people who really want to get into the political process. And the committees, they fill vacancies. If somebody dies or somebody has to leave office, you know, you end up with a very small electorate deciding who the next senator or delegate will be.
Absolutely. It's one of their more important responsibilities, especially in Prince George's County. You have quite a few senators who are getting up there in age and may not finish out their terms. So they could be incredibly influential in the next 4 years.
The story I always think about is Marvin Mandel, who was on a central committee, and there was a deadlock about replacing somebody in the House of Delegates when he started, and he voted for himself. and he, you know, he ended up being the governor of the state. So, you know, you can really see how important they are. So, Aurelis, what's the controversy that's underway down there?
After the central committee members are elected, they come together and they vote internally for their officers. So chair, vice chair, second vice chair, those kinds of positions. And usually in Prince George's County, the way they've been doing it for at least a couple decades is a secret ballot. Now, it sounds more sinister than it actually is. They'll write their name on the piece of paper. Someone will tally it. And this is all done in public. You just don't know who specifically voted for whom. During this last election, this is in July, a woman named LaWanda Owens won the chairmanship. But one of the newer members, Courtney Glass, she told me on the phone that she was uncomfortable by the entire process and thought that the fact that secret ballots had been employed in that particular election violated the bylaws of the Democratic Party at the national level. So she complained, made a formal complaint about this process, and started a firestorm. And the Democratic Party at the state level basically took Prince George's County apart and told them that they had to reconvene and redo their election.
And so now everybody in the state, if they weren't doing it already, they're doing it now.
That's what I'm hearing. I don't have it directly from Yvette Lewis, the chair of the Maryland State Party, but Courtney Glass said that Ms. Lewis conveyed that to her verbally, that they were going to go back county by county and check to see that this is not used anywhere else and not enshrined in anyone's bylaws, because the local committee can have their own set of bylaws, their own constitution, as long as it doesn't violate what the state has, as long as it doesn't violate what the Democratic National Convention has in their bylaws.
You know, Aurelis, from your point of view as a newspaper reporter and mine, it's a good thing to focus a little attention on this so that people know exactly what goes on. So I thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
For Aurelis Hernandez, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.